Radio Pulpit 657 AM, your daily companion.
Isigaba ke sokugcina lesi 16 after 4 o'clock omosanda kusjoina ngiyakubingelela ngiyakwamukela kulesi sigaba ke ngino Dr. Cool Simthethwa ya ubuyile ke na kulentambama sisaqhubeka sithi awaphole amanxeba yebo siyazi ukuthi akukho lula ukuthi ungavele ukhohlwe ngomuntu okuwukuthi bophila naye umuntu okuwukuthi bomthanda and then bese ke kwenzeka ukuthi andlule emhlabeni kunama stages okuwukuthi siye sakhuluma ngawo evikini elindlule ukuthi ngezinye zezinto ezingakusiza ukuthi ke uqale le process ye healing siwabukile ama early stages of grief. Uyazi ukuthi ke umuntu uma endlula emhlabeni angeke uthi hayi uhambile kuyoba khona ukuthi ube denial and ngezinye ikhati sikhopa ngokuthi kube khona someone to blame ukuthi kusuka kubuhlungu manje ufuna indlela yokuthi ungenza njani ukuthi lobu buhlungu buwehle so uzofuna someone to blame and ngesinye isikhathi uba in denial and then ugcwala intukuthelo intukuthelo ihambisana ke naleyo yokuthi ke mhlambe kube khona umuntu or into ozoyiblame ekutheni lo muntu ondlulile emhlabeni kungenxa yalokho nalokho and then waphinda wakhuluma futhi uDr. Cools nge bargaining and then wakhuluma nange depression wakhuluma futhi nangani nange acceptance iwona ama early stages of grief okuthi esikhathini esiningi sibhekana nawo so today siyaqhubeka sibuka ukuthi as a Christian uresponda kanjani to grief njengoba ngiyenga sasabuka nezwi ukuthi izwi liyasho ukuthi blessed are those who mourn for they shall be comforted omunye ngoba usagcwele intukuthelo omunye ngoba usese in denial uyayibuza ukuthi ngiba blessed kanjani usho kanjani kodwa uNkulunkulu angimunderstand uma ethi blessed are those who mourn kanjani ngoba ngise inhlungwini and then ukubleseka kungena kanjani kulobu buhlungu engibhekane nako kwamanje ya kodwa ke uDr. Cools nguyena ozoyi unpacker yonke le ndaba Dr. Cools sawubona.
So bona sisibahle, we are back again.
Yes.
We are back again. Greeting even abalalele makhaya.
Amen.
You know, those that are joining us in all social media platforms where we reach as Radio Pulpit. And it's a great honor for me. You know, when I got in here, the first 15 minutes that I was here, there was UKB, Ukatlego, ne?
Ukutlwano.
Ukutlwano, yes. Ukutlwano, speaking about the journey to self. This is part of, you know, the journey to self. And the one thing that I would like to say, you know, we had a request, some of abalaleli that are joining us, they were like, yo, because we reach even, you know, Kenya, we reach Ghana, we reach Nigeria. And they were like, please, could you just, you know, get into the medium language?
Ngibona in comments. No, okuhle ukuthi la ekhaya sikhuluma wonke ama language.
Yabona?
So asiba accommodate na.
Sizoba accommodate.
Yes, sifake nesingisi ukuthi ukuze bangalahleki ukuthi sikuphi nale ndaba. Yeah.
So last week we touched on all the stages of grief. And namely, we touched on shock, denial, because those ones, they go together. Zihamba ganye ganye lezo. And then there was the second one, you know, the anger one. Then there's bargaining and there's depression and acceptance. Today, I would like us to talk about the coping mechanism when you are dealing with shock and denial. And we'll also make reference, you know, to the word, because we are Bible based and the word is what encourages us. As we have said, the Lord is saying, I am closer to those that are in mourning. And you are asking yourself, kanjani, I'm feeling so hurt now. And anguzwa. Because, you know, when you are going through this, you sometimes don't even feel God. I'm talking from experience.
Yeah.
I'm talking from a journey that I am going through right now.
Mm.
You sometimes don't even feel God.
Mm.
Do you know, Sosbathe, that even when the prayers, they come,
mm.
let me tell you one thing. At that time, we are numb.
Mm.
We are not hearing anything.
Mm.
We are in this denial stage. We are in this shock stage, mm. which is the first stage.
Yeah.
And in that time, all that we are thinking of is asking ourselves mm. questions.
Hmm.
Now, when we see you again, you know, as abazalwane, as the support structure, niza, nizos duduza,
mm.
to us, we are asking ourselves a question to say, mm-mm. Mm-mm.
Hmm.
Why there are so many feet in my house?
Yeah.
Why there are so many people that are saying it shall be well?
Mm.
Do they know
yeah.
whether it shall be well or not? And I want to say to someone here today to say, you know what? When you are at that stage, please you don't think that you are crazy.
Mm.
Because do you know that we are uzu sole wena? We are uzu blame wena? Sometimes you want to even hold your tears.
Mm.
And do you know that the holding of the tears then now takes you to the fourth step,
yeah.
which is the depression.
Mm.
What else, if you allow the tears to come out, if you allow the scream to come out, if you allow the rolling of the floor to happen,
mm.
that's a way of coping through this.
Mm.
And sometimes I posted on my one of my pages, and I was like saying, it is important that when you wake up in the morning, you say something positive to
yeah.
yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And few of the ladies were saying, we hate the morning.
Hmm.
We don't like the morning. And in that, it is the denial that says, I am waking up this morning, and you know, in a day, there's a lot of things that you have to do.
Mm.
So now there were shared responsibilities with your loved ones, whether it's your child that has passed on, whether it's your mother that has passed on, your father. If maybe your mother or your father, you were staying apart, you know that in the morning you are going to get that call.
Mm.
You know, that call that says, Mtana Munjani.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
That call, ile kamga kubaba, ati,
Mtana.
Oh, yeah, understand that.
Yeah.
And I say, Komanj.
Hmm.
I can't find Kuma Kungomieni. Ngoba umyeni nenezinto enizisherayo la endlini kunakwenzayo kunabantwana abathathe mix esikolweni esengikhuluma ngalabo baba laba
abaresponsible
and nganjalo ngikhuthaza nawe ekhaya if you are not responsible ukuthi ngiyacela sala uba responsible bese yamaket so now into le bese seyenza ni seyikwenza ukuthi ufike kule stage I am reminded you know we use the word Job.
Mm.
Job.
Yeah.
When the first thing happened to him,
mm.
we spoke about the scripture last week,
mm-hmm.
that he knelt down, he tore his garments,
mm.
you know,
mm.
and he wept, mm. and he rolled on the floor.
Yeah.
But the Bible says in worship. So that's one of the things that Melesi Zenze. You know, and mawufunda uJob chapter 1 ufunda uverse 3 ila uzobona khona ukuthi uJob mourned abeka ushock abeka denial but what did he do? He mourned, he grieved, he worshiped, he broke so many things. You know, there's another thing that you normally do, Sis Bahle. Nami I did it. I cracked plates. Because as I cracked the plates, I felt like as if something is being offloaded.
Mm.
But at a later stage, I looked and I was like, what have I done?
Ish.
So that's the denial point.
Yeah.
And as you deny, it's not that you are saying it has not happened.
Mm.
But the denial is one of the mechanisms.
Mm.
That now is doing what? Is trying to accept the loss.
Yeah.
But you are suppressing the pain.
Mm.
So it becomes one of the things, you know, that happens.
Mm.
But it is important. Ukuthi mawukuleso stage, said denial.
Mm.
Try and be safe.
Mm.
Be safe to yourself and be safe to the environment.
Yeah. Uyazi, I wanted to ask you, ne? Mo khuluma ngendaba ukuthi abantu bazoza bathi bazoduduza abanye bazothumela ama messages, you know, and all that. You know, ifone yakho izoba busy, you know. Is it a right thing for us singabantu ukuthi siyenze? You remember mengizohlangana nawe ngitheni kuwe ngithe uyazini ngiye nga avoid indaba yokuthi ngikufonele or ngithumele I message because I know ukuthi kunabantu abaningi abakwenzayo lokho. So I wanted to ask wena, as you have experienced this, ukuthi thina esithi siyaduduza sithi siyasiza, is it the right thing ukuthi siloko sithumela ama messages, siloko sikufonela, all right, unjani, you know, all those things?
Kukabili.
Yeah,
in both ways.
Yeah,
kukhona laba bathumela ama messages ukuthi bafuna ukukonfirm,
okay,
ukuthi is it true.
Yeah,
and there are those that are sending the messages with from the bottom of their hearts.
Yeah.
Now what I have experienced is that, and now moving forward with this journey and also assisting others, is that as the receiver, you do feel the type of a call that you have received. The emotion. So now I'm now saying to the person who is sending, make sure that your emotion is coming from the right space.
Okay.
Because when that message is received on the other side, it will also receive the right relevant emotion. But if you are sending for the sake of sending and you are not ready to comfort the person, please take a pause.
Yeah. Because now we're overwhelmed, ne? Yeah.
Two, if now, because mina, I know for you, you were still in shock. So now that's where the issue is, that you also have to understand.
Yeah.
That this stage of shock and denial, it does not only come to the person who is close. It also comes to the other people that knew the person. So that is why umuntu athi, hayi kanjani? Nini?
Yeah.
What happened? Yabona? So lo what happened, it's because the people, the environment is also shocked of what is happening unto it. So your shock message, if you are still in shock yourself, you still have not absorbed, please don't. Because now you'll be adding on me. Because I will receive that message as a shock message from you. And now I need now to explain. I'm not ready to explain. So how I dealt with it myself, with the number of calls, the number of messages, I said to you, I still have some of the 2021 messages on my phone. That when now somebody is sending me a message now, I then find that, oh, this person did send me a message in 2021. And I will first start by responding to that message and apologize. So sometimes take a pause if you don't have words to say to the person. Our social media now is so good, Sis Bahle. Send that heart.
Without saying anything.
Send that hug, sign, or emoji without saying anything. Let me take you now through to now to the word. Because some of the words that we say are words that are breaking the heart of the next person. The friends of Job, after realizing and seeing what has come out for Job, what did they say to him? They asked him questions that he could not be able to respond. Now the wife again, now this is a person that is very close to Job. Now the wife says to Job, why don't you curse this God and die? What type of words are those? Now, someone will then say to you, someone who meets me at this time and this person knows that Umlungu Hasbi has slept will say, you are still grieving. I am still in this stage of denial.
Yeah.
You don't know.
Mm.
I am still in this stage of shock. You don't know.
Mm.
So it is important that you also guard the words.
Yeah.
Rather, when you meet a person that you know that has lost someone, all that you need to do, give that person a hug.
Mm.
And all you say, it is well.
Yeah.
With Christ,
mm-hmm.
who walks with you.
Yeah.
Because remember, it is not well with you, but for me.
Yeah.
So it is well. And in that way, all that you do, you know, you are giving a comfort. That's why we are given this hug. That's why even during that stage of COVID, you know, we were denied this whole matter of a hug, because it is known that a hug is a perfect way of giving comfort to those, to that person who is going through something. And a hug is another way of showing love to a person. So that's why you were denied, you know, hug, to say, don't hug, don't shake hands. So the best way of doing it is just to give a hug if the person is closer to you. Ungasho lutho. Mangaba kude. Senda nje leyo heart. Yazi ukuthi mangiyifila le heart ngiyibona.
Yeah.
Yo. Kukhona into.
Yeah.
Ngoba into ekhona sisibahle. Ma unginikeza le hug, remember ukuthi kimi into lahlekileyo uthando.
Yes.
Uthando luka ma.
Yeah.
Uthando luka baba.
Mm.
Uthando luka myeni.
Mm.
Uthando lengane yami. Yiyo lento engenza ukuthi ngibe la.
Yeah.
Ngibe nale inyembezi.
Mm.
So ngiphe uthando. Ungangipha amazwi.
Hmm. Yes. Because sometimes vela it is important ukuthi i-action kube yona ekhuluma more than amagama. As you are saying ukuthi i-hug. And then when I uzwa lobo mhlambe lo mfutho we hug, and then you know inyembezi zivele zehle, and then mezehla kusho ukuthi uthola that comfort, and naye uyakwazi ukuthi you know most ukuthi ufila kanjani umuntu makupha that hug. Yes,
ayichazeki.
Ayichazeki.
Ayexplaineki.
Ngizama ukuthi nami ngiyichaze, angikwazi ukuthi ngiyichaze kanjani.
Ayexplaineki. This is the unexplained emotion.
Yeah.
And nami inyembezi zami mazehla zehlela kuwe.
Yes.
Wena ongihagile at that time.
Yeah.
You know, it becomes an unexplained response.
Hmm.
But it is a valid response.
Yes.
But if uzongibuza ufuna ukuthi ngiphendule
ukuthi what happened. Eish.
So what I'm trying to say, you and I, what we are trying to say sisibahle kubalaleli makhaya, is that you know what, it denial stage, never neglect it.
Yeah.
Ungay neglect.
Mm-hmm.
Go through yona, because it denial stage is what is important as you are going through the loss.
Yeah.
Because denial stage says this loss feels unreal.
Mm.
It's part of you communicating
yes.
to yourself.
Yeah.
And it's part of you communicating to others, but in a healthy way.
Yeah.
Because utangvumi. Hi, Mary at the cross, when she was seeing Jesus, although Mary beka prepared ukuthi ngelinye ilanga uJesu Kristu uzohamba, akayivumanga, akazange nje aye accept. Naye waba ne way naye of denying the fact ukuthi my son, my biological son, who is in fact a supernatural being, now usekafike egcineni kwempilo yasemhlabeni, but usazophila ngokukamoya. UJesu Kristu yamkhumbuza ukuthi ungakhali. But uJesu Kristu yena wakhala makabona ubani, uLazarus. So into eyenza ukuthi uyi understand lento yokuthi umuntu ukudenial, sengimanje sengikhuluma nathi sonke, how do you then see and feel ukuthi yabona manje ngikudenial stage? The
okay.
first one is that ufila ishock. Yes, it's bad.
Okay, asiqhubeke ngayo, ngicela sithathe ikhefu nje elincane lana bese siyaqhubeka emveni kwalokho.
Isinyathelo nesinyathelo sizohamba nawe indlela yonke. Sivakashele futhi uhlale ku radiopulpit.co.za.
Hear the message of hope. Radio Pulpit.
Sihamba ngokholo kunye nawe apha e Radio Pulpit 657 AM. Umhlobo wakho wemihla ngemihla.
Mhlambe ulapho ekhaya kwamanje usese kulesi stage esekugrifa lapho in denial lapho usagcwele intukuthelo and konke lokuthola ukuthi kuholela ku depression and kubanzima ukuthi u accept sithi singumngana ngithi la ekhaya and nangu no Dr. Cools sinaye ukuze sizosizana ukuthi ungenza njani ukuthi ukwazi ukubhekana nalesi simo ngoba you know ezinye izinto akukho lulu ukuthi wena ungayithwalela zona uwedwa sometimes udinga amazwi ukuthi azokukhuthaza udinga lobo buhlakani okuthi naku u Dr. Cools usiphathele kona kule ntambama ukuthi ke ungenza kanjani ukuthi ukwazi ukukhopa njengoba ngisho phambilini ngithe akusiyona into ongavuka ekseni wathi hayi ngi right akasekho emhlabeni ayikho into engayenza intando kaNkuluNkulu yenzakele cha ayisebenzi kanjalo kunama stages okumele uhambe kuwona iprocess
yho
ukuthi uhile that is why abanye it takes 10 years abanye it takes 3 months it's possible abanye
it
yes abanye it takes 6 months kuya ngomuntu so ingakho sithi asibukeni today ukuthi ke sisizana kanjani especially if uthi ungumntwana kaNkuluNkulu yes we know ukuthi asikhulumi nabantu ukuthi basindisiwe kuphela kulomsakazo sikhuluma na wonke umuntu so sikhopha kanjani bengisasho phambilini Dr. Cools ngithi bokuyi Saturday izolo abanye basanda kungcwaba
oh bucket
izolo yes so usase kulesi stage it's an early stage les akazi naye ukuthi yemuva owuya phambili okusasa mavuka yini into oqala kumele ayenze
naye ndapha melo be honest to yourself
yeah
uma ngabe ungakafiki that is why you know these stages were researched by one doctor who came up with the 5 stages because she dealt with patients you know that were at a terminal ill stage and wabona you know how the family responded to what was going on through their lives but now because the time has gone by now this stage is seka 8 but sikhuluma ngala wa 5 lawa anormal awazi wayo but kunayi 3 I added into this 5. Leso qala naye it is because beke bona into beyenzeka ku the number of patients abeka wa administer. So kumqoka ukuthi as ufika kulona umelo understand ukuthi I grief is a process. And sometimes sisibahle the reason why ba edela wa 3 it's because uya interchange as umuntu uyaqala ku denial and shock but umuve uye ku depression usuke ku depression uphinde ubuyele ku denial and shock usuke lapho uye ku anger uphinde ubuyele ku denial and shock why because kunezinto ezikwenza ukuthi ubuyele kule denial stage eyokuqala is that awukho honest to yourself kutse kwenzekile. But akusho ukuthi mawuthi kwenzekile it means ukuthi you are accepting.
Yeah.
You are still denying it.
Mhm.
But kwenzekile.
Yeah.
So that's where now you will then get into the second one, layer anger, then you go to the third one, your bargaining.
Yeah.
Kwenzekile. Now njengalo kwenzekile kukhona then kumele ukwenze wena yourself.
Mhm.
Give yourself time to grieve ungarashi ngoba nalona othi yazi mina ngi 3 months ngiqedile Ma ungakaya hambi kahle le process. Uzozibona uzo ukuthi but hi man but ibeseke right. And then what happened? It's because you did not give it time. And the time is known by the kind and the type of love and the type of a relationship you had with the person.
Yeah.
It's not determined by anybody. Even if you can go to psychologist, angeke bakwazi ukukutshela ukuthi wena uyabona wena uzohlala la for 5 months noma uzohlala la for 10 months or uzohlala la for 10 years or uzohlala la for 20 years. Kuya ngokuthi siqale ngama responsible parents, responsible, you know, husbands. Kuya ngokuthi iextent yalomuntu lo empilweni yakho beyinganani. Lesikhala asishile empilweni yakho besinganani.
Yeah.
And uma kwenzeka abanye abafelokazi sinabo sisibahle. Kwenza ukuthi abe dependent kumyene. Nothing wrong. But that's how your marriage has been structured. Bo dependent kumyene. Umyene bekakwenzela konke. As a result wena awukwazi ukuvuka uye kamlungu because umyene bekakwenzela konke. Makufika kule stage kuba worse kakhulu. Ngoba ukhumbule ukuthi nomthetho ukhona, even the benefits, the policies, the whatever, it also takes its time as well, you know, to be able to kick in. Now in the time kwesinye isikhathi sisibahle sisixoxe ezinye manje kwesinye isikhathi sizala kule dinayana kwesinye isikhathi sisibahle uthola ukuthi yonke into ibe frozen.
Yeah.
So isikhala somlingani siba sikhulu. Now when we are in the stage when ufuna ukurush le process, uzothi maso ubona isimo manje sesiqina la indlini uzobuyela phansi. So kumqoka ukuthi kumele ukunderstand wena ongaphandle ukuthi amazwi owakhulumayo kulo ongaphakathi athini. Ngoba mawuzothi kuye why manje namanje soku 5 years awusazi isikhala esishiywe yilo muntu ongishiyile empilweni yami ukuthi singanani. Awazi izimpi engilwa zona at this time ukuthi zinganani. Awazi ukuthi ngikuphi nempilo as this person ahambile. So now this stage ye denial you find ukuthi it is prolonged. Because ngidinaya ukuthi now I don't have a second income in this home. If then it was a second income. Now I don't have the only beneficiary income in this home if it was. So now the denial stage will be prolonged. I can go to psychologist. Engakusho mina ukuthi allow the process to unfold. Sesibahle khona umunye owake wangibuza. Wathi Dr. Cools you are saying ukuthi kumele sithandaze. Remember siqale ngani? Kumele sithandaze. Usho ukuthi ngithandaze ngithini ngoba phela mina mangithandaza manje. Angiluboni ushintsho. Yini leyo? Yi reality.
Yeah.
Because the reality now is doing what? Is kicking in.
Yeah.
So now that's where it is important to then be honest to yourself. And say, uyabona manje, I can cope.
And ebhlungu futhi uma kuza kule yokukhopha. You know, ungumakoti angithi.
Hey.
Bese uyashona ubaba. And uthola ukuthi mhlawumbe abanye beba pretender as if bayakuthanda manje ama true colors esikhathini esiningi ama true colors kuthiwa avela uma angasekho lo
sisibahle
mina I'm asking myself ukuthi like ithi ngenze example ngawe you've been nobaba umthethwa more than 30 something years and then mazoshona bese bayaqala abanye lapha bathu umbulele ku possible ukuthi ungabulala umuntu ohleli naye for more than 30 years ninabantwana for what?
Siswatle uthatha uthinta indaba le ekhalisa abafelokazi abaningi. Esengekubonile ke today. Ngisho neingane ezilahlekele wabazali. Namhlanje baba ku the same situation. Why? Because kuvela umalume umamncane abuya azoclaima izinto zakasisi wakhe. Azoclaima izinto zakabhuti wakhe. Uyabona?
Yeah.
Now asize kule oyibuzayo manje.
Ngiyaye
ngithi kubafelokazi bonke. Yazi sonke siyababulali.
Yeah.
Hayi, I think it's only a percentage. Ngi right? 1%. Ne?
Yeah.
If not 2%.
Yeah.
Not more than that.
Mongashona ubaba nje.
Hayi, no, shem. Yeah. 2%. Sonke siba ababulali ngishokwana nami. Sonke si
Hey, my dot.
Sonke siba ababulali. Kodwa ke sisibahle. In the years that I have been now doing research about this and writing articles about this, I have realized one thing. It is because of that shock stage and the denial stage that leads even to the in-laws to then utter those words. Because when you are in there, everybody wants to find someone to blame.
To blame, yes.
You understand?
Yes. Yeah.
So now this is Ezwini ke manje.
Yeah.
Now we are coming now to become who? The children of God that the Lord has processed us to be. I'm using the word processed us to be. That at the same time, sometimes, understand on the other. Oh, I am taken now to the word. Lord God Almighty, I'm now taken to the word. When Jesus realized that Judas was about. he knew that Judas had already deceived him. Right? But now he gets here. He tells the whole disciples, all of them, 12 of them. And he says, one of them is about to deceive me right now.
Yeah.
And bayabuzan, ukuthi who is that going to be? Right? And uJesu Kristu wenza agasho.
Yeah.
But he knew. And then what does he do? He also start with Judas to wash his feet. But at the later stage, now the disciples, when they then knew, got to know that Kahlekas, the person who sold our master was this one.
Yeah.
Who has washed the feet. Kala, kudlulabany, haibo, chini. So what I'm trying to say is, sometimes what we need to do, but because we are in the stage of denial, we don't see exactly what is happening. So everything that comes upon us, we get angry. Even when these words are being uttered to us, we get angry.
Yeah.
Even the families, when they are uttering these words to us, it is because they are angry.
Angry. Yeah.
And then now, baba kule denial yokuthi angeke ubhutwe wethu ahambe.
Yeah.
Bese bafuna I blame. But please, ningahlali kakhulu kuleso stage. Ukuthi ni blame ukuthi sibafelokazi. Right?
Yeah.
Maybe at that time, because uyabona musima kunesifo. Kuyaliwa la khaya nalona kuliwa ngisho nangama planning. You understand? Bakhohlwe na ukuthi wena kunje wena umama wa la khaya, you are the one who's supposed to say things. Uyabona? Eh kuqatshane nje. Uyabona? La. But kumele ukuthi bese sesiphinde siyabuya futhi. Masibuyeni after a while.
Yeah.
And then try and reconcile.
Yeah.
And then try and ask for forgiveness from one another. You know, on the things that we have said. But kukhona minye imindeni sesibahle. Egxila kuleyo ihlale kuleyo kuthiwe vele umakodi umbulele yabona.
But I believe ukuthi labo ilabo okuwukuthi vela bebayifihlile lento ukuthi you know abakuthandi, so now basebenzisa this thing.
That's the truth.
Ubonisa manje ukuthi wena vela sithanda sikufave nje like hayi.
That's the honest truth.
Yeah.
But abanye uzosebenzisa i language le yesiZulu phaqo. Bazidli.
Yeah.
It is because it bafuna izinto enizakhile nina nomyeni wakho.
Eish.
Abangazi nalokuthi konje nizisebenzele kanganani.
Yeah.
They don't even know the extent and the length of how far all the sacrifices that you have made with your husband, that now they are coming to claim that. Some of them, they were not even in your lives. Hayi bakhona labo anti mana bavela, you know, bavela thixo onamandla, Jesus Christ of Nazareth, yo nkosi senamandla, bavela sebaphethe nala matshalo sisibahle.
Yeah.
Bawathe gqi
Yeah.
Yabona? Bafika nje bazothi. Umbulele. Ubuntu wethu umbulele.
Hmm.
Ngicela unganiphendule aze ngikurede mhlawumbe. Yabona?
Yeah.
So mina ngiyazicelela nje sengikhulumela abafelokazi bonke inkosi ama bakhona. Mangabe kungukuthi kushone umyeni. Ngicela ukusebenzisa lethu. Mangabe kungukuthi kushone ubhuti wakho please. Make nengcwabeni ngesizotha.
Mhm.
Bese emva kwesikhati seniyabuya mase ku subside le konke kancane.
Yeah.
Seniyahlala phansi ke uyabona? Niyaqala ke manje niyakhuluma. Oh kwenzakaleni ke magodi. Kuhambe ngoba kwayena ubhuti ohambile la ekhaya abemthanda unkosikazi wakhe.
Hmm.
But the denial stage is isibahle.
Yeah.
Angazomi khona ubuze ekhaya. The denial stage is isibahle. Isenza sonke ingqondo zethu, izizo zethu zibheke phansi.
Yeah. Hmm. Ukhona lapha ekhaya mhlambe uyathanda ukuthi ke msisizane nawe ukuthi egcineni kosuku ukwazi ukukhopa nalobo buhlungu obhekane nabo ulahlekelwe ngumuntu omthandayo kungaba ingane kungaba ngumyeni kungaba ngomama kungaba ubaba kungaba your colleague your friend njoba eshilo u Dr. Cools ukuthi ngezinye ikhathi kuyadependa ukuthi wena nalomuntu ubudlelwani benu bebu deep kangakanani so I think ilapho ke kuqala khona ukuthi kube nzima ekutheni ungakhopha kanjani ukulahlekelwa ilo yomuntu 0123341322 sisalele nje imsuzu embalwa only 5 minutes esinayo ya 0123341322 unga WhatsApp na ku 0826572729 ya ngisayilindele incengo ngizothatha naye enye voice note lana angithathe nawo umhlabelelo.
When the drive gets long, we are there. Listen live to Radio Pulpit on radiopulpit.co.za, DStv 882 and OpenView 607. Also follow us on our social media, download our app and listen to our podcasts wherever you are. Radio Pulpit, still your daily companion.
Sakubona, good afternoon sibahle.
Good afternoon mama.
Nalo muntu onayo lapho e studio.
Akusho umuntu
Dr. Ngiyanibulisa ngegama elihle umfolo wami uJesu Kristu wase Nazareth. Ngezwe niyakhuluma mina ngithanda ukuletha umhlabeleli njengoba ngishilo ngithi mina ha. Ukuhlabelela. Yi into yami.
Yeah, ngikwazi.
Ngiletha umhlabeleli othi uthando luka baba lumje athi uthando luka baba lunje ngolwandle bo
amen amen
alokuyana lokuya kepha yena wafinyelela kimi ngani ngoba thina arisama irimatamata rimatamati uyena ofumane thina singazilutho wesisibahle naliqulo engilithola sithi hey yazi verse 40 ngizo okwethemba njalo ngise semhlabeni ngi lubanzi lujulile ha lafinyelela kimi ngisezonweni zami azange lwange dlula ha angibamba uJesu athi hey nangu sengikhona mina
amen
yazi muhle lo Jesu
amen
bengisatshela abanye bathi kithi phatha uJesu usezulwini
amen
uJesu usezulwini kwenza ulindiba ntala kwenza ni ulindiba ntala
okay bengithi uMama Maureen uzophawula ngendaba esikhuluma ngayo hay uMama Maureen uyayihlabelelela okay inesikhathi nasi siyahamba lana mhlambe ubakhona lapha ekhaya sivalile bayathanda ukuthi ke basizakale bathole usizo njoba ke sibuka ukuthi how to cope with the loss of a loved 0826572729 in number your WhatsApp.
Give your faith wings. Explore life with 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 0826572729 and our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Many people across South Africa are being blessed and encouraged by the Radio Pulpit devotional magazine, The Word for Today. This publication places the gospel of Jesus Christ in the hands of more than 100,000 people every day, inspiring every person, from the professional businessman to the needy person who lives on the streets. Each edition contains daily scripture-based devotionals and inspiring articles to help you grow spiritually. The booklet is given with the compliments of Radio Pulpit, but your donation, large or small, will help us to print the next edition and continue being the hope of the gospel to a world in desperate need. The Word for Today. Get yours today on 012-334-1200 or subscribe online at www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
It's more than radio. It's a way of life. It's 657 AM.
O Pastor Phil Sekome o tsikutweletse ore ke mametse Radio Pulpit. I'm listening to Radio Pulpit and so much blessed. Bless you, Pastor Phil Sekome. Nai enye I voice note asilalele la. Okay. Amen.
Ubusisiwe umlojo. Mina into engayi notisa mangisho na ingane zami ezimbili kodwa zashiyana. It was not intended. Ukuthi abantu more special laba bengiqoqa nabo. They were godsenders because they will normally say give me uNkulunkulu uzokuthwala yabona sisibahle mawuzoduduzwa umuntu owaziyo mina ngiye ngithi enkonzweni makushoniwe ngithi ngicela wena osanento udedele thina umakashonile yilo umntwana ukukhuluma thina si understand ngoba if wena wazi ukhuluma nje mawuceda uyagibelwa uhamba uya kuma wakho kodwa ududuzwa umuntu ongena mama ngiyabonga sisi
wow. Siyabonga mama. Yo, Dr. Kools salele only few seconds.
Uyazi ukukhulumente yiyo usisibusisiwe la. Uyabona? Kwasho umfundisi wami omunye ngengemosho. Wathi kimi mangishonelwe mina. Wathi mamthethwa wena manje kulesikhala okuso. We manje ozohamba yoduduza abafelukazi. Ngoba mina noma umfundisi siyahamba siyoduduza. But masiphuma sishiya umfolokazi sibambe nengezandla mina nonkosikazi wami siphuma. Simshiya ebunzimeni obundlula lobu esingene samthola kubo.
Sure.
So sekukuwe ke manje mamthetho kwangathi beke ngithuma. Wathi sekukuwe ke mamthetho ukuthi wena so uyakwazi ukududuza abanye.
Yeah.
Sesivala ngoba isikhathi sethu sesihambile. Kumqoka uku understand ukuthi grieving is for everyone.
Yes.
But how you deal with it
is
uniquely to another.
Amen.
So yiko usisibusisiwe athi mina angilahlekelwa ngayingane. Ngingeke ngikwazi ukuyoduduza olahlekelwe ingane because le pain angilazi. But uma ngabe kushone umuntu kushonelwe unkosikazi hayi ngizoba the right one wokuya. So masibambe lapho siyabazalwane ukuthi kumele sazi ukuthi kunamagama esimele siwakhulume namagama ekumele singawakhulumi. Yebo uThixo ukhona but kumele siphinde sithi an extent sisho afterwards ukuthi ukhona uThixo uzokuthwala njengelokhu engithwele mina. Sibonge sizobonana next week.
Okay, utholakala kuphi?
I'm on social media, Voice of an African Widow on TikTok, on Facebook, and my number is 083-226-6503. We've got a support group for all widows. If you want to join it, just send a WhatsApp to that number and we are with you. And this month of March, I am here on Radio Pulpit.
083-226-6503. 0123. Okay, uthi good afternoon. Thank you so much for the topic. Thank you mama. Siyabuya futhi next week. Nango Pastor Ray Lekgodi usefikile. Angimtetele ngalomhlabelelo ka Stephen Opokiri. Uthi wonderfully made.
The words of the Lord are words of life. Your heart is on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit in collaboration with Need Pray is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.